Welcome to Zichru Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldar and today Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Nun, the seventh parak, Arba Misos. The Zichru Masechta Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichru Nishmas Rav Moshe Binyamin ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe Binyamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, in the Mishnah in the previous Daf, the Rabbanan list the four Misos based in descending order of severity: Skila, Sreifa, Herig, VeChenek. Rav Shimon's order is Sreifa, Skila, Chenek, VeHerig. The Gemara proceeds to demonstrate all the relative severities of the four Misos according to each opinion. The Rabbanan considers Skila more severe than Sreifa because Skila is given to a Megadef, a blasphemer, and one who serves Avodah Zorah, which are especially severe averos. Shekem Poshet Yad Ba'ikar, because he thereby challenges the most fundamental principle of faith. The Gemara asks, perhaps Sreifa is more severe since it's a Bas Kohen's punishment for adultery, whose severity is Shekem Machaleles Esavia, that she disgraces her father. According to Rashi, the Rabbanan respond that Poshet Yad Ba'ikar is more severe. Therefore, they must limit Sreifa to a Bas Kohen who is a Nesua, where a Bas Yisrael receives Chenek, but a Bas Kohen Arusa would receive Skila like a Bas Yisrael, since they consider it more Chamor than Sreifa. Rav Shimon holds that Sreifa applies to all cases of Bas Kohen, including an Arusa. Since she receives Sreifa instead of Skila, this proves that Sreifa is more Chamor than Skila. Point number two, the Rabban taught in the Mishnah that Herig, meaning Saif, is more Chamor than Chenek. The Gemara explains that Saif is given to the residents of a Nir Hedachas, whose severity is seen from the fact that Mamon and Aved, their property, is destroyed. The Gemara asks, perhaps Chenek is more Chamor, since it's given to one who strikes his father or mother, whose severity is Shekanhukash Kvodin El Kavod HaMakom, because their honor is compared to Hashem's honor. It answers that nonetheless, Poshet Yad Ba'ikar Adif, challenging the most fundamental principle of faith, is more severe. Rabbi Shimon holds that Chenek is more Chamor than Saif, and the Gemara explains, V'chi eze koch meruba, which sin's seriousness is greater, koch hamadiach or koch hanidach, the seriousness of the one who leads others astray to worship Avodah Zorah, or the seriousness of the one who was led astray. Certainly, leading others astray is the more severe sin. Although the Rabban say a madiach receives skila, Rabbi Shimon holds a madiach's punishment is chenek, proving that chenek is more chamor than saif, the nidachim's punishment. And point number three, it was taught in the Braisa that if the pasuk had only said ubas ish kohen kisechel, if a kohen's daughter profanes, one would think afil chilas as Shabbos, even if she desecrated Shabbos, she would be killed with sreifa. Therefore, the pasuk says lisnos through adultery teaching bechilul and Shabbos nos akas medaber. The pasuk is only discussing profaning through adultery. The next stop will explain that only according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds sreifa as more chamor than skila, one would think that a bas kohen receives sreifa for chilul Shabbos instead of skila, since kohanim are given more mitzvahs. Still, it would only apply to a female kohenes because Shabbos is permitted to male kohanim for avoda. The Braisa continues that one might think that this punishment applies even to the relations of a panuya, a non-married woman, which the Gemara will explain is according to Rabbi Elazar, who holds that relations with a panuya renders her a zona. So we derive from a gezer shava of avia avia that it refers to a married woman. The Braisa then considers that sreif is only for relations with her father. But the phrase, he mechaleles, she profanes, meaning she profanes her father's status, but he did not profane hers, proves it's discussing relations with others. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, in the Mishnah on the previous daf, the Rabbanan lists the four Mises basin in descending order of severity, Skila, Sreifa, Herig, VeChenek. Rabbi Shimon's order is Sreifa, Skila, Chenek, VeHerig. The Gemara proceeds to demonstrate all the relative severities of the four Misos according to each opinion. The Rabbanan considers Skila more severe than Sreifa because Skila is given to a Megadef, a blasphemer, and one who serves Avodah Zorah, which are especially severe averos. Shekem Poshet Yad Ba'ikar, because he thereby challenges the most fundamental principle of faith. The Gemara asks, perhaps Sreifa is more severe since it's a Bas Kohen's punishment for adultery, whose severity is Shekem Machaleles Esavia, that she disgraces her father. According to Rashi, the Rabbanan respond that Poshet Yad Ba'ikar is more severe. Therefore, they must limit Sreifa to a Bas Kohen who is a Nesua, where a Bas Yisrael receives Chenek, but a Bas Kohen Arusa would receive Skila like a Bas Yisrael, since they consider it more Chamor than Sreifa. Rav Shimon holds that Sreifa applies to all cases of Bas Kohen, including an Arusa. Since she receives Sreifa instead of Skila, this proves that Sreifa is more Chamor than Skila. Point number two, the Rabban taught in the Mishnah that Herig, meaning Saif, is more Chamor than Chenek. The Gemara explains that Saif is given to the residents of a Nir Hedachas, whose severity is seen from the fact that Mamon and Aved, their property, is destroyed. The Gemara asks, perhaps Chenek is more Chamor, since it's given to one who strikes his father or mother, whose severity is Shekanhukash Kvodin El Kavod HaMakom, because their honor is compared to Hashem's honor. It answers that nonetheless, Poshet Yad Ba'ikar Adif, challenging the most fundamental principle of faith, is more severe. Rabbi Shimon holds that chenek is more chamor than saif, and the Gemara explains v'chi ezek koch meruba, which sin's seriousness is greater, koch hamadiach or koch hanidach, the seriousness of the one who leads others astray to worship avodah zarah, or the seriousness of the one who was led astray. Certainly, leading others astray is the more severe sin. Although the Rabban say a madiach receives skila, Rav Shimon holds a madiach's punishment is chenek, proving that chenek is more chamor than saif, the nidachim's punishment. And point number three, it was taught in a brisa that if the pasuk had only said, ubas ish kon kisechel, if a kohen's daughter profanes, one would think afil chilas is Shabbos. Even if she desecrated Shabbos, she would be killed with sreifa. Therefore, the pasuk says, liznos, through adultery teaching, b'chilun shabaznos akas medaber. The pasuk is only discussing profaning through adultery. The next stop will explain that only according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds sreifa is more chamor than skila, one would think that a bas kohen receives sreifa for chil Shabbos instead of skila, since kohanim are given more mitzvahs. Still, it would only apply to a female kohenes, because Shabbos is permitted to male kohanim for avoda. The Brisa continues that one might think that this punishment applies even to the relations of a panuya, a non-married woman, which the Gemara will explain is according to Rabbi Elazar, who holds that relations with a panuya renders her a zona. So we derive from a gezer shava of avia avia that refers to a married woman. The Brisa then considers that sreif is only for relations with her father. But the phrase himachaleles, she profanes, meaning she profanes her father's status, but he did not profane hers, proves it's discussing relations with others. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Nun, and our standard Siman is a non-stop flight. A non-stop flight. So here goes. On the non-stop flight to one's final destination, where the Megadiv and Ovet Avodah Zorah getting skila sat in front of the second row for Nisrafim, and the man from the Irin Nidachas headed for Saif, crying over the destruction of his property, disturbing the man behind him, getting chenek for striking his father. The steward double-checked the bus cone's ticket for the Sreifa seat to make sure she was guilty of Znus and was not a Punuya. Once again, slow motion. On the non-stop flight, that must be on Daf Nun. On the non-stop flight to one's final destination, where the Megadiv and Ovid Avodah Zorah getting skila sat in front of the second row for Nisrafim, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the first machlokes between the Rabban and Rabbi Shimon, which is more chamor, skila or sreifa. The Rabban considers skila more severe than sreifa because skila is given to a Megadiv, a blasphemer, and one who serves Avodah Zorah, which are especially severe averos, shekem poshi yad be'ikr, because he thereby challenges the most fundamental principle of faith. So on the non-stop flight to one's final destination, with the Megadiv and Ovid Avodah Zorah getting skila sat in front of the second row for Nisrafim, and the man from the Irin Nidachas headed for Saif crying over the destruction of his property, disturbed the man behind him getting chenek for striking his father, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the second Malchokas of Saif versus chenek. The Gemara explains that Saif is given to the residents of an Irin Nidachas whose severity is seen from the fact that their property is destroyed. So on the non-stop flight to one's final destination, with the Megadiv and Ovid Avodah Zorah getting skila sat in front of the second row for Nisrafim, and the man from the Irin Nidachas headed for Saif crying over the destruction of his property, disturbed the man behind him getting chenek for striking his father, the steward double-checked the bas kohen's ticket for the sreifa seat to make sure she was guilty of znus and was not a panuya, which reminds us, the Gemara derives that a sreifa's bas kohen is specifically for adultery and does not apply to a panuya. So once again, on the non-stop flight to one's final destination, with the Megadiv and the Ovid Avodah Zorah getting skila sat in front of the second row for Nisrafim, and the man from the Irin Nidachas headed for Saif crying over the destruction of his property, disturbed the man behind him getting chenek for striking his father, the steward double-checked the bas kohen's ticket for the sreifa seat to make sure she was guilty of znus and was not a panuya. All right, so now it's time for four blah bach chazara. Daf mem vav. So the simmer daf mem vav is a cow that goes moo. So here goes. The basin who executed a man for riding a cow. Cow? That must be on Daf Memvav. Moo. The Beistin who executed a man for riding a cow on Shabbos, even though it's only a derabbanan, which reminds us, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, Shamati shebeisin makim onchin shelo min haTorah. I heard that Beistin may administer lashes and punishments not prescribed by the Torah. This is not to transgress the Torah's laws, el kedei lasos siyag haTorah. Rather, it's to erect a fence to protect the Torah's laws. There was an incident during the period of the Greeks in which someone rode a horse on Shabbos, which is a rabbinic prohibition, and he was brought to Beistin and stoned. Not that he was fit for such a punishment, but that the times required it because of a general decline in Shmir Shabbos at the time as a result of Roman oppression. So, the Beis Din who executed a man for riding a cow on Shabbos, even though it's only a Darabanan, didn't hang him overnight because he was the king's twin, which reminds us, the next mission discusses how hanging after the execution was performed and how the body should not be left hanging overnight. Remeir provides a mashal illustrating how a hanged person is a curse of Hashem. It's like twin brothers, one of whom was appointed king and the other became abandoned and was hanged. But people who saw him said, the king has been hanged and the king ordered him taken down. So the Beis Din who executed a man for riding a cow on Shabbos, even though it's only a Darabanan, didn't hang him overnight because he was the king's twin, and gave him a proper burial to avoid disgrace to him and his family, which reminds us. The Gemara asks, Kvur Mishum Bizyonahu, is the purpose of burial to avoid disgrace to the mace and his family, or Mishum Kaparahu, is it to obtain atonement for the mace? A Nafkamina would be where the person asks not to be buried. He cannot impose a disgrace upon his family, but he can refuse the Kapara. Several proofs are brought, but are deflected. Daf Mem Zayin, so the Simmer Daf Mem Zayin is a maze. So here goes. The family going through the maze, that must be more in Daf Mem Zayin. The family going through the maze to bury their executed brother in one of two designated cemeteries and not next to the burial spot of a tzaddik, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Mem Vav Amanov taught that those executed by Beis Din are not initially buried in their family cemetery, but were buried in one of two designated cemeteries for executed convicts. The Gemara explains, Lefisha in Kovin Russia, Eitzel Tzaddik, because we don't bury our Russia beside a tzaddik. Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina derives this from the incident in which a false prophet's body was hastily thrown near Elisha, and when he touched Elisha's bones, he came to life and stood on his feet, apparently so he should not remain buried next to the righteous Elisha. So the family going through the maze to bury their executed brother in one of two designated cemeteries and not next to the burial spot of a tzaddik stopped to discuss if a resident of an Ir Nidachos received kapara through his death, which reminds us, Rav Yosef assumed that the residents of an Ir Nidachos received atonement when they're executed and lost their status as Rishayim. Abaya asked, do you think that one who dies while still in his rishus without doing tshuva receives kapara through his death? Abai distinguishes between those killed unjustly by Gentile governments, who do receive kapara, and those killed by Beis Din, who deserve their execution, and it does not atone for them. So, the family going through the maze to bury their executed brother in one of two designated cemeteries, and not next to the burial spot of a tzaddik, stopped to discuss if a resident of an Ir Nidachos received kapara through his death. While one member stepped away to take earth from a tzaddik's grave to cure his fever, since the karka was an usser. Bahana, which reminds us, people used to take earth from Rav's graves to cure fevers. And when Shmuel was asked about it, he said, Yausavdin, they are acting properly. Karka olam, who it's part of the earth. But karka olam ain't an aseris, and the earth cannot become forbidden as one of the needs of the burial. This is derived from a hakish between graves and Avodah Zarah, teaching that just as regarding Avodah Zarah, b'mechuber l'mitzvah, that which is attached to the ground does not become forbidden in Hana, the same applies to graves. Daf Mem Ches. So the Simmer Daf Mem Ches relates to Moach, brain, and we use brainiacs. So here goes. Well, one brainiac, that must be more on Daf Mem Ches, Moach. Well, one brainiac examined a tefillin bag under a microscope to determine whether Hazmana Milsi, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlok as if Hazmana Milsi, if designation before use is a significant matter regarding burial shrouds and tefillin bags. So, while one brainiac examined a tefillin bag under a microscope to determine whether Hazmana Melsihi, his brainiac brother was trying to discover whether a pair of tefillin was made from leather that was tan l'shma, which reminds the Gemara brings a machlokas if hides must be tan l'shma for tefillin cases. So, while one brainiac examined a tefillin bag under a microscope to determine whether Hazmana Melsihi, his brainiac brother was trying to discover whether a pair of tefillin was made from leather that was tan l'shma. By putting it through the high-powered semiconductor x-ray machine, they inherited from their father after he was executed by the king for rebellion, which reminds us, in a braisa, the Tanakhama says, Haruge Malchus Nichsen Lamelech, regarding those executed by the king for rebellion, their property goes to the king. Haruge Beis Din Nichsen L'Yorshin, regarding those executed by Beis Din, their property goes to the heirs. Ryuta says that even the property of those executed by the king belongs to the Yorshim. Daf Mem Tes, so the Simmer Daf Mem Tes is meat, and we often use a butcher in the Simmon. So here goes. The butcher, that must be run Daf Mem Tes, meat. The butcher who was killed by a Goa Hadam for killing a man with a carving knife in the fifth rib, which reminds us, the Gemara describes Yoav's trial. When Eliyahu asked him why he killed Avner, and Yoav explained he was the Goa Hadam for his brother Asael, whom Avner killed. But Eliyahu argued that Asael was a rodef, he was a pursuer who was trying to kill Avner, and Avner was permitted to kill him. Yov replied, Avner could have saved himself through injuring one of Asael's limbs, so killing him constitutes murder. He pointed out that Avner struck him precisely at the fifth rib where the gallbladder and the liver hang, and surely could have disarmed him with one of his limbs. So the butcher was killed by a Goel Hadam for killing a man with a carving knife in the fifth rib after he ruined the peacemaking meat board wrapped in a king's cloak by inserting a thorn into it, which reminds us, the Pasuk says that Yov sent messengers after Avner, Yeshiva Oso Mebor HaSira, and they brought him back from Bor HaSira. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana darshans this name. Bor HaSira Garmel Avner Sheyareg. A pit and a thorn caused Avner to be killed. This refers to two incidents when Shaul might have reconciled with David if not for Avner. In the first incident, David had an opportunity to kill Shaul and instead took his spear and water container, i.e. his boar, and in the second cut off a piece of his cloak, demonstrating he did not want to kill Shaul. Instead of convincing Shaul of this point, Avner suggested in the first incident that a soldier had given the items to David, and in the second that a thorn, a seer, tore his cloak. So the butcher was killed by a Goel Hadam for killing a man with a carving knife in the fifth rib after he ruined the peacemaking meat board wrapped in a king's cloak by inserting a thorn into it, had always insisted that the items on his dinner menu be listed in order of importance, which reminds us we learned that the order of a Mishnah's list is usually not particular, with exceptions, the Dald Miso's basin, and the seven Samanim, the seven cleaning agents for determining if a stain is needed blood, which must be applied precisely in the Mishnah's order. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which of them that when Yeshua learned that the Malach had come because they were Mevatel Talmud Torah, he stayed up all night, but Umka Shehalacha, that's on Dav? Mem Dalad. Good number two. Which stuff do you learn about Yoav's trial and why he killed Avner? That's on Duff. Mem Tes. Good number three. Which stuff do we have the Malchokas, Rabban and Rabbi Shimon, regarding which is more chamor, skila or sreifa? That's on Duff. None. Good number four. Which stuff do you learn that if the witness's hands became severed before the stoning, he exempts the guilty party from execution? That's on Duff. Memhei. Good number five. Which daf do we the Malchokas, Rabban and Rabbi Shimon regarding which is more chamor, saif or chenek? That's on daf? None. Good number six. Which of the one that people used to take dirt from Rav's grave to cure their fever, since the karka of a grave is not asur b'hanah? That's on daf? Memzayin. Good number seven. Which daf do we have a Malchokas of hides must be tan l'shma for tefillin casings? That's on daf? Memches. Good number eight. Which daf does Gemara derive that Sreifas Bas Kohen is for adultery specifically and does not apply to Abnuya? That's on daf? None. Good number nine. Which daf on the order of a Mishnah's list is usually not particular with exceptions such as the Arba Mises based in? That's on daf? Memtes. Good. And number ten. Which daf do you learn that we do not bury a Rasha next to a Tzaddik? That's on daf? Memzayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.